Movies Are a Thing is a weekly podcast going over the movies premiering this week.
And any other movie-related tangents we decide to venture off on today.
Hello and welcome to Movies Are a Thing. My name is John.
And my name is Alan. And here are some movies premiering this week.
But before we do that, as always, how's your week been going, man?
Turns out I might be getting a new roof.
Nice.
Thank you, insurance. Like I said, I looked at it and saw the pictures. Personally, I'm like, I think it's fine. Roof's not even 10 years old, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But obviously the roofers are going to be like, yeah, you should replace it. You should. And I'm like, if all I have to do is pay a deductible to get a freaking huge investment on the house, whatever.
Right. Well, that's the thing, though, is like hail damage and stuff like that on roofs. It's really sneaky because it might not show it on the shingles itself, but if any water, like if any of the plywood or anything underneath is completely cracked or anything,
mm-hmm.
and water gets under there, all of a sudden you got a water problem in your attic, you've got a water problem in your storage space or whatever up there. All of a sudden you got mold. All of a sudden you got an unhealthy living environment, and then you're out of house.
Yeah, so I was pretty much proactive. Like, rather be safe than sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a smart investment too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know where my mom is at too. Like,
mm-hmm.
just the companies were all going around and everything like that. And one of the guys I was talking to basically said, that they believe that for the most part, most of that city is going to be getting new roofs or new siding or both, just because of how much hail and how big of hail and everything like that went through. And he was saying, usually you only see a part of a city. But this was like the entire city,
yeah.
Which is crazy.
Where your mom lives is not very, not a very big city.
No, I mean it's bigger than the city I grew up in.
Is it bigger than here?
It's like 3,000-4,000.
So about the same size.
Yeah.
That gives you an idea, city slickers, of how rural we are.
And yet we're still within a decent driving distance of the main cities, I guess you would call it. The main suburbs.
Yeah, the bustling suburbs.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Side note, I was listening to the episode from last week,
mm-hmm.
and I tried to say bustling, and I think I said bussing. I was like, oh, well, yep, people think I'm an idiot.
Didn't even notice, man. So thank you for bringing it to my attention. Now I'll know to look for it next time I listen to that episode.
Mm-hmm. I'll make sure I enunciate or just pronounce words correctly. Use the right words in general.
That's usually what I strive for and fail at miserably. So I'm right there with you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I did not have a chance to go watch any movies last week. Did you?
I did not.
Okay.
I didn't know. Yeah, the last movie I saw in theaters was Hobbs and Shaw.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, no, I know we were talking about a couple that I really wanted to see, and you were... making fun of me a little bit for some of them that I wanted to see.
Dora.
From everything that I've heard about that movie is that it's pretty amazing.
Uh-huh. In what regard?
In that the actress that plays Dora completely plays it like it's the most intense movie kind of thing. And like she actually is Dora rather than being like a tongue-in-cheek kind of portrayal. And just plays it to the nines. And that it is an amazing movie.
So who is this person you're referring to?
The actress that plays Dora.
No. Who are these people you've heard this from?
Employees at the movie theater.
So the 15 and 16-year-old kids.
No. Like managers that are older than us.
I don't know. I don't know.
Why you gotta hate on it so much, man?
Because it looks absolutely ridiculous. But it's gonna make them money, so...
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Alrighty. Well, I guess other than that, not too much happened. Cleaning up after the storm and all that.
It's been a slow week.
A little bit. We'll see how it all goes here. But you ready to jump right in?
Yep. Got nothing witty for this transition, so it may as well.
Fantastic. Alrighty. The first movie that we have today is The Angry Birds Movie 2, and it is rated PG. The flightless Angry Birds and the scheming Green Piggies take their beef to the next level in The Angry Birds Movie 2. When a new threat emerges that puts both Bird and Pig Island in danger, Red, Chuck, Bomb, and Mighty Eagle recruit Chuck's sister Silver and team up with Pigs Leonard, his assistant Courtney, and Tech Pig Gary to forge an unsteady truce and form an unlikely super team to save their homes. IMDb has this one at a 6.5 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes has it at a 72%, and Metacritic has it at a 60. No. I never watched the first one.
Mm-mm, neither did I. It's got a big, like, star-studded cast, though, but still.
Yeah, well, I mean, so did the first one, too.
Well, I'm assuming it's the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they added in a couple of people. I feel like the assistant Courtney and Tech Pig Gary, played by Awkwafina and Sterling K. Brown, respectively, I think they're new additions to the cast. And then, you know, the Chuck's sister Silver is a new addition as well.
Yeah, because Sterling K. Brown,
mm-hmm.
I think he's kind of getting out there. I mean, he was in Black Panther, but
yeah. Well, I mean, he kind of all of a sudden just blew up within the last, you know, couple of years here. So it was like right after the first one came out, I think, when he kind of really, really came onto the scene.
Yeah, I think. I don't know. I wouldn't say our idiot brother was his claim to fame, but I would definitely say it was Black Panther that got him more on the map. And then
yeah, well, I know a lot of people, again, you know, kind of going back to it, This Is Us, that's one of the big ones, because I think he actually won an Emmy for it.
I didn't even realize he was in that.
Yeah, no, he's in that one. He does pretty darn good in it too.
He was in the new Predator too.
He was,
which, unpopular opinion, I liked that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a good fight. It was a Shane Black movie. Like, yeah. You gotta know what you're getting in for.
Yeah.
Appreciate it for what it is. But, I mean, I really have no aspirations to see this movie whatsoever. Mm. I didn't realize, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but the kid with the goofy whatever. He's got like an underbite or something.
The kid
from Stranger Things.
Oh. I can't remember his name. Is he in this one?
He's on the cast. I don't know how to pronounce his name, though. Gatton?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Gatton Matarazzo, something like that.
Maybe he doesn't have an underbite. Maybe he just got...
Yeah, so basically he actually has, I think, some dentures or something, because his front teeth, like, didn't grow. His adult front teeth didn't grow or something like that.
Oh. When I go on Google, the first thing I search when I search Gatton Matarazzo, it was, like, teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I only watched the first season of Stranger Things, like, kind of... Not super intently, because I didn't think it was that good. But all I know is that there was something to do with his mouth.
Yeah, I mean, I think in that one, he's missing his front couple of teeth or something like that. And so he has the speech, I guess you would call it impediment. But yeah, I had no idea that he was in this movie. Okay.
Getting source from cladocranial dysplasia.
Alrighty.
I guess so. So yeah. It's a genetic disorder that affects the growth of all bones, mainly his teeth and collarbones.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So that's how they played into that on Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
But yeah, I mean, like, kind of going back to what you were talking about being a star-studded cast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just going down IMDb here. You know, Jason Sudeikis, Josh Gad, Leslie Jones, Bill Hader, Awkwafina, Sterling K. Brown, Tiffany Haddish, Danny McBride, Peter Dinklage, Pete Davidson... Maya Rudolph, Tony Hale, Gatton Matarazzo, kind of seems like name after name. I think that's about kind of the big ones. I mean, obviously there's more, but...
Yeah. Still not a big enough cast to draw me into seeing it. Because it just... The whole premise of the movie is silly to me.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, it's based off of a mobile phone game. So, I mean, the trailers looked pretty decent. It looked like they would be funny, but like I said, I never watched the first one, so I feel like this one probably wouldn't be a good one for me to watch.
No, it would not. I never saw the first one either.
Mm-hmm.
Did that have good reviews?
I think it had some pretty good reviews, if not critically by the audience itself.
Maybe if I have kids down the road, it'll something I can slap on.
But... You think they're gonna want to watch classics?
I don't think that's a classic. I don't think it'll go down as a classic either.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you, man.
I think it'll be very unforgivingly forgotten.
I don't know, man. I mean, it did pretty well financially, I should say.
Yeah, but like down the road,
mm-hmm.
You think? I don't know. I guess only time will tell.
That is true. That is true.
But it's not something I'm going to look back on and be like, oh, man, remember those Angry Bird movies?
Mm-hmm.
They were a delight, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. No, I got you, man. I was going to try to think of some witty way of getting to the next movie here, but...
Yeah, I got nothing either.
Yeah, well, I mean, going from delight to descending 47 meters down uncaged, which is rated PG-13. 47 meters down uncaged follows the diving adventure of four teenaged girls exploring a submerged Mayan city. Once inside, their rush of excitement turns into a jolt of terror as they discover the sunken ruins are a hunting ground for deadly great white sharks. With their air supply steadily dwindling, the friends must navigate the underwater labyrinth of claustrophobic caves and eerie tunnels in search of a way out of their watery hell. IMDb does not have a score for this one. Rotten Tomatoes has it at a 64%, and Metacritic has it at a 54%. You like that segue?
No, no, I don't. Not at all, actually.
I thought it was pretty good. Whatever.
Yeah, well, that's called bias right there.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
I'll let you start this one.
Never watched the first one, won't be watching this one.
Yeah, I never saw the first one either.
I mean, I've heard some good things about the first one, but with this one, you know, it almost feels like one of those unnecessary sequels, which we seem to get a lot of, but...
Well, I mean, it kind of, I don't know, they're in the little, like, cavern, whatever,
mm-hmm.
underground cavern stuff or whatever.
Right.
And then a shark just happens to, however, get in there.
Well, it's the great white shark's hunting ground.
Yeah, but it just, I don't know. The special effects look terrible. It doesn't, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think that probably wasn't the finished special effects either. I mean, that's one of the things with trailers just in general, is that if it's a, you know, if it's a CGI movie or it has any sort of CGI in it or anything like that, a lot of the times for trailers, whether it's the first one or even the last one, for the most part, it's not fully done rendering.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want to get something out. And so that's why they put it out there and it looks like horrible. And then everybody just kind of tears it apart.
Yeah.
But that being said, it looks pretty terrible.
Well, 47 meters down sounds cooler than 154 down, so whatever.
That's true.
But it's still, it's like, I don't know, like the Meg? That was like a cool concept, you know, a megalodon, giant shark. This is just, oh, there's this shark in this underground city or whatever. We found these ruins of a city we found when we were swimming around or whatever.
Yeah.
Why is there a shark there? Doesn't make any sense.
Because it's the shark hunting grounds.
Yeah, why is a shark hunting around there?
Because there's food. Doesn't necessarily have to be humans, but there's food there probably.
Uncaged, 47 meters down.
Sure.
I just... did we ever... you know what I just realized? Go over Crawl? Did we ever talk about that on the podcast?
I feel like we did.
The one with the alligators?
I think so.
Or the crocodiles?
Yeah.
Why don't I remember us talking about that?
Well, let me double check here.
I'm just thinking about it now. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, I don't know if we ever talked about it.
When was that? What was the premiere date for that? Do you know?
Let me double check. Watch, it's not even out yet, and I'm just an idiot.
No, Crawl is already at the discount theaters.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It came out. It's got an 83%. I don't think we talked about this.
When did it come out?
It came out July 12th.
Yep. On July 11th, we talked about it with Stuber, Crawl, The Art of Self-Defense, Bethany Hamilton Unstoppable, The Farewell. Is that the one that we missed? I think that's the one that we missed. Because you were in Disney.
That's
why we never talked about it.
I was like, we didn't talk about this movie. I was like, I'm on the page, and I'm like, we did not talk about Crawl.
Yeah, that's the time where we had the technical and time difficulties.
And I was that's when I was spending a bunch of money in Disneyland. Okay.
Right. I mean, I have it all here, but we just never ended up talking about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought about that. I was like, shark movies. I was like, oh, there's an alligator one. And I'm like, wait a minute. I was like, we never talked about that. Is it an alligator or a crocodile?
I think they're alligators down there in Florida.
Is that where it takes place? Is Florida?
I think so. I just had it open too.
Let's see. Alrighty. Let me check. Da, 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 da. Yep. Hurricane hits Florida hometown. Yada yada.
No, it just says that the rising water level is the least of their fears. But I think for the most part, everything in Florida, I mean, they've got crocodiles and stuff there, but I think they set them as alligators in Crawl.
That's what I would imagine. Yeah. Florida gators.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's, yeah, probably an alligator.
Alrighty.
But honestly, I have no idea the difference between the two.
Crocodiles have more of a pointed nose. Alligators have more of a snub nose.
And that's it?
I mean, there's more of a difference, but that's how you tell them apart in the wild.
The snout shape? Okay.
Yeah. Because, like, if you think of, like, saltwater crocodile or anything like that, a lot of times you think of, like, a really pointy nose, whereas alligators you always kind of think of with, like, the really rounded nose kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And aren't crocodiles, like, more, like, vicious, I would say?
I think they're, like, more active.
Like, more likely to, like, if you get in their space, they're going to be like, get out of here.
Yeah, I think they're more active, whereas alligators are a little bit more passive. I think. I could be completely wrong. Don't take any advice from me. Don't go, you know, climbing into any alligator pits or anything like that.
That's the first thing I was going to do as soon as we were done with this podcast. I'll hang out with an alligator. But you know, your cousin the crocodile.
Please don't do that. I would really appreciate it if you didn't. Thank you.
But yeah. They're basically the same size, are they not?
Depends.
I literally have no idea.
I mean, there's a bunch of different species of each. I think. I don't know. I'm not the crocodile hunter, so.
Well, there ain't no such thing because he's dead. R.I.P.
But his son and his daughter are kind of taking up the mantle now, so.
I did see his son on, was it Kimmel?
Fallon.
When he had all the animals and Kevin Hart was there and he was like freaking out.
I think that was Jimmy Fallon.
It was Jimmy Fallon. Now that, yeah, okay. But yeah, anyway, I'm not a zoologist, so.
Right. Alrighty. I'm not going to go see 47 Meters Down.
Nope, but I do want to watch Crawl now that I mentioned it. So, there you go.
That works. Alrighty, moving on. The next one that we have is Blinded by the Light, which is rated PG-13, 1987. When music fanatic Javed discovers the illustrious back catalog of The Boss, his world is turned upside down. Already a creative soul, his passion for music and writing is set alight by the songs of the working-class poet, whose lyrics feel all too familiar to the aspirational teenager. Yearning to escape his rundown hometown and the rules of his traditional Pakistani household, Javed finds himself caught in between two worlds and must discover if he too is born to run. IMDb has this one at a 6.5 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes has it at a 93% certified fresh, and Metacritic has it at a 74. This one looks pretty good, man. I'm not gonna lie.
I think this is the first time I've ever seen the critic consensus and the audience scores
mm-hmm.
the exact same.
Really?
93 and 93.
I didn't even know that they were the same.
But I don't know. I wouldn't go out of my way to see it, but I'd watch it. Like, if you were like, hey, I got an extra ticket to see Blinded by the Light, I'd mm-hmm. be like, all right, I'm in.
I mean, honestly, if I could go see a new movie this week, this one might be it.
You wouldn't see Crawl?
New one this week.
Let's rewind this. Do you consider Crawl like a scary movie? As in, it's one you wouldn't see?
Probably not, because it's got those like jump scare moments and everything like that. And kind of the creepy and, you know, oh, what's going to come and get them and everything like that.
So probably not, you wouldn't see it?
Probably not.
All right, anyway, back to your...
I don't know. I mean...
BBTL. Blinded by the Light.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man.
I've had too long of a day to be thinking that kind of stuff, so...
But, yeah, nonetheless...
I do kind of want to see this one, I'm not going to lie.
I mean, it's kind of a... Let me go look.
I mean, reading the synopsis, it was like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. But then actually going and watching the trailer and everything like that, it looks pretty darn good.
I mean, the only person I know from the cast is obviously Peggy.
Yeah.
But, i.e. Haley.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who don't know. But, yeah, that's really... Otherwise, it's kind of a relative list of unknowns, I feel like.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, they might have a little bit more of a following, you know, over in England or the UK,
mm-hmm.
but not necessarily anything over here, except for, like you said, Hayley Atwell.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, one of the production companies is Bend It Films.
Like Bend It, like Beckham.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my guess.
I'm assuming. Oh, yeah, it said it at the beginning of the trailer.
Oh, yeah, duh.
I just realized that. I was like, wait a minute. Because I remember when I saw that, I was like, oh, wonderful.
But yeah, no, I mean, it just with kind of the story of, you know, even though they're not from the same country, but they kind of have the same feelings towards their home and towards, you know, kind of their upbringing and everything like that, you know, between Bruce Springsteen and Javed here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's seems like it could be a pretty good story.
So this would be your number one pick this week.
I don't know. We'll have to go through all the rest of the movies and then I'll decide. But you said you didn't want to necessarily see it unless somebody's like, hey, let's go see it.
Like, I wouldn't avoid it,
mm-hmm.
but I also wouldn't be...
Wouldn't seek it out.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like, all right, let's go to the movie theater, but I wouldn't pay to see it. So if you were like, hey, let's go to Blinded by the Light, I got an extra ticket, I'd go. I'd mm-hmm. be like, okay, yeah, let's check it out.
Okay. Well, I mean, that makes sense.
But, yeah, so aside from Hayley Atwell, I mean, I don't really know anyone in this, but still won't defer me from seeing a movie, so...
Right, right. Okay. Well, going from, you know, a music-based movie, I guess, to an R-rated comedy, we've got Good Boys, which, like I said, is rated R. After being invited to his first kissing party, 12-year-old Max is panicking because he doesn't know how to kiss. Eager for some pointers, Max and his best friends, Thor and Lucas, decide to use Max's dad's drone, which Max is forbidden to touch, to spy, they think, on a teenage couple making out next door. But when things go ridiculously wrong, the drone is destroyed. Desperate to replace it before Max's dad gets home, the boys skip school and set off on an odyssey of epically bad decisions involving some accidentally stolen drugs, frat house paintball, and running from both the cops and terrifying teenage girls. IMDb has this one at a 5.6 out of 10, Rotten Tomatoes has it at an 82, and Metacritic has it at a 56. This one looks hilarious.
It actually does look funny. I can't believe the kid's name is Thor.
Right?
Like... I mean, it's kind of like, it's almost like, it reminds me of like Superbad, mm-hmm. but with little kids.
Well, I think what they were saying is that...
From the guys who brought you Superbad, yep.
Yeah, I was going to say the, one of the writers, I think, or is that the director? The director, Gene Stupinski. I mean, basically he's done stuff like Year One with Jack Black and Michael Cera, you know, back in the day. Mm-hmm. Bad Teacher. I mean, he was co-executive producer of 51 episodes of The Office.
Well, that would explain a lot.
But yeah, he wrote it as well, and then directed it, everything like that. So, but yeah, by the same guys that brought Superbad and everything like that, which makes sense that it'd be basically Superbad, but with younger kids now.
I mean, for the most part, it's three dudes getting into a bunch of antics. They're just in, like, what, fifth grade as opposed to high school?
Right. Right.
But, I mean, I'd probably say this is the movie I'm most excited to see this week, if I were to pick one of the movies we were going over.
Okay.
Just because it looks like, you know, you can go shut your brain off and get a good laugh. And, I mean, the reviews are pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, what, 79 you said?
No, 82 on Rotten Tomatoes.
82%, so even better.
Yeah. And then Metacritic is 56.
So, I mean, yeah, it, you could definitely get a good laugh out of it.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, it's rated R, so it's going to have kind of the raunchy comedy.
Well, yeah, I've seen the, or not, I mean, the end of it where they're in the swing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So you want to see Blinded by the Light more than you over, like, seeing
that, I don't know.
Good Boys?
We'll have to see. We'll go through all the movies, and then we'll see what's going on.
Good Boys? The Boys. I still have to watch that on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. I've still been hearing some just awesome stuff about The Boys on Amazon there, yeah.
I want to watch it. I've been hearing more and more good things.
Okay. And I think they were saying that they're already filming season two.
I don't know about that.
I think I saw something that they're already filming season two of The Boys.
I wouldn't be shocked if they were.
But yeah, so I mean, going back to Good Boys here, the one kid... I just forgot his name. Brady Noon, who plays Thor, hasn't really been in too much. I think this is one of his first ones. Keith L. Williams, who plays Lucas. I mean, he's been on, like, The Last Man on Earth and stuff like that. And, like, The Goldbergs and a couple of things. He's been on a couple of things. Mm-hmm. And then the last kid is Jacob Tremblay, who's been in a few movies. But he's the main character.
Jacob Tremblay. Like the name sounds familiar.
He was the main kid in Room. He was the main kid in Wonder. He was the kid Rory McKenna in The Predator.
Oh, well, look at that.
Mm-hmm. So he's one of those that a lot of people are saying he's going to be doing some pretty awesome stuff when he grows up.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, that was him. Him and Captain Marvel hanging out together.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so he's going to be the main character in this one. And I think I saw, oh, who was it? Will Forte is mm-hmm. going to be his dad.
Yeah, I was like I said, I mean, I would definitely say this is probably my top choice, definitely, for this week.
Okay.
Well, not my second would be?
Sure.
Probably, honestly, just so I can go get a good laugh. 47 meters down.
Already caged in a world where sharks swim.
Which is
very nice.
Ow, everywhere.
Watch your head, man.
I'm not used to our new setup. This couch is like this futon
mm-hmm.
is literally against this wall.
Yeah.
That'll be the next step. Once I get the desk and the paint and the everything else in here, upgrade the seating. Get some love seats in here.
That'll be pretty nice, man.
Mm-hmm.
Get a nice comfy, you know, desk chair so that whoever is running stuff isn't squeaking all over the place here.
Yeah, now people who squeak in chairs are the worst.
Right?
And people who wear Jurassic Park shirts and drink Bud Light Lime and do podcasts.
Oh, they're horrible. Horrible, horrible. Alrighty. Well, I think
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think that we pretty much covered Good Boys, unless you had anything to say.
Would you think a guy wearing Jurassic Park and drinking Bud Light Lime would want to see Good Boys?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll have to find somebody that's dressed like that and doing podcasts and ask them.
Yeah. I don't know where we'd find one of those. But yeah, we can go on to the next movie. I'm not going to get bent out of shape looking for one.
All right. Perfect. Next movie we got is Where'd You Go, Bernadette? This one is rated PG-13. Based on the Runaway bestseller, Where'd You Go, Bernadette is an inspiring comedy about Bernadette Fox, a loving mom who becomes compelled to reconnect with her creative passions after years of sacrificing herself for her family. Bernadette's leap of faith takes her on an epic adventure that jumpstarts her life and leads to her triumphant rediscovery. Now, there is no score on IMDb, Rotten Tomatoes, or Metacritic for this movie as of right now. What'd you think of the trailer, man?
I have less than zero aspirations to see this movie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Even with Cate Blanchett and Billy Crudup? Yeah. And
Hella ain't gonna save this one.
What about Dr. Manhattan?
Nope.
Okay.
And don't even ask about Judy or Kristen.
Okay, how about Lawrence Fishburne?
No.
I mean, this is like another insane cast. Because including all of those, I mean, there's also Steve Zahn and Megan Mullally that just kind of round it all out here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. No idea.
I mean, it looks like for the type of movie that it is, which is just a comedy, drama, mystery, it looks like it could be a pretty good movie. And it's based off of a best-selling book, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's got worse ratings than... It's got really bad ratings, actually. Like, really bad.
Where are you seeing any ratings?
I'm on Rotten Tomatoes, man.
See, I was just on Rotten Tomatoes, and it didn't have any score.
Oh, now it changed. It was 20%, and then I refreshed, and now it's 35%.
I still got no consensus. What'd you do?
I don't know. I just... The movie gods...
Oh, there it goes.
There, did you get it?
Finally got it.
Yeah, I got it. It's okay.
So they must have just lifted up the ban on the...
Embargo... Is what us intellectuals say.
That too.
John.
Sure, let's go with that one.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like this one might be one of those things where it kind of is like The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
I never saw that.
If you've like read the book, you're going to hate the movie. But I hadn't read the book and I went and watched the movie and I really enjoyed The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. You know, the visuals on it alone were just stunning. And then... At least to me, it had some pretty compelling acting and everything like that. But, like I said, I never had read the book. And I had heard, basically, that if you had read the book, the movie didn't really do it justice. And mm-hmm. so this might be kind of along the same lines. I don't know. We'll have to see how it all goes. So, yeah. to update my scores, this one is at a 35% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it's down there.
Mm-hmm. But it's only got 26 reviews in so far.
Do you think it'll go up or it'll go down?
I don't know, but over on Metacritic right now, it is sitting at a 49.
So that's not as bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not seeing it. Nope.
Okay. That works. Alrighty, moving on to the next one then. I didn't have much to say about that one, apparently.
Well, I mean, there's nothing to talk about with it, isn't... You talk about the cast, and then it's like...
Mm-hmm.
Ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong.
Right. Alrighty, well, then, yeah, sure. Let's go with that. Next one is Aquarella. This one is rated PG. Aquarella takes audiences on a deeply cinematic journey through the transformative beauty and raw power of water. Filmed at a rare 96 frames per second, the film is a visceral wake-up call that humans are no match for the sheer force and capricious will of Earth's most precious element. From the precarious frozen waters of Russia's Lake Baikal, to Miami in the throes of Hurricane Irma, to Venezuela's mighty Angel Falls, water is Aquarella's main character, with director Viktor Kosakowski capturing her many personalities in startling visual detail. IMDb has this one at a 7.1 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes is sitting at a 100%, and Metacritic does not have a score on it at the moment. It's a documentary about water.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, some of the visuals, you know, absolutely look pretty astounding. And, I mean, sure, you can capture stuff at 96 frames per second, but unless you're projecting it at 96 frames per second, you're not going to get that full experience then.
Yeah, I mean, like, the shots where they're in Florida and, you know, where it's panning down the street mm-hmm. during the hurricane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that looks pretty cool. And, you know, like you said, the visuals, but it's a documentary about water.
Mm-hmm.
It's about water.
What's it about?
Water. Viktor
Kosakowski,
I don't know. Kariku Village. I don't know. However, I will say... one cool thing.
Yeah.
The music in it is by Apocalyptica.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
It seemed out of place in the trailer, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's still pretty cool, like, that they did the whole...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you really score a documentary?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean...
I'm trying to think of a documentary that has, like, its own, like, score, like, the, like, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you know, it really depends on the kind of documentary, because, like, with water, you kind of think, like of a flowing kind of music... whereas, say, if you think of, like, any World War II documentary, you know, kind of has that more army marching band kind of feel. Or, you know, if it's set in a certain place, you know, like over in Europe or anything, it kind of has that European vibe mm-hmm. to it. Whereas this is just Apocalypto.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Apocalyptica.
That's the word I'm looking for.
I was like...
Yeah. Don't listen
like,
to
wait
me.
A minute. I was like, that's a movie. Was that you who was telling me, speaking of Apocalypto, was that you who was telling me that, like, that movie's near impossible to find nowadays?
It wasn't me, no.
Someone told me, maybe it was a coworker, like, you can't find it anywhere. Like, it doesn't stream, and to buy it, if you go on, like, Amazon, let me double check. All I remember is that someone was telling me that, like, Apocalyptico is... it's hard to find and watch now. I don't know why. Yeah, so, I mean, if you go on Amazon, mm-hmm. just to get the DVD,
mm-hmm.
it's $40.
Jeez. That's crazy, man.
But I don't know why. I was like, what's the big deal about Apocalypto? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah, so the Blu-ray,
mm-hmm.
$147.
Seriously?
Yeah. I don't know why. I'm like...
it's crazy, man.
I don't get it. I'm like, I mean, I'm seeing some where it's cheaper, but I don't know if I trust it. So.
Right, right. Well, I mean, Apocalypto, that's Mel Gibson, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Couldn't think if I was remembering correctly or not, but okay. Hmm.
Let me see. Documentary about water with a pretty cool soundtrack. Maybe it's you just can't find it in digital, but... yeah, I don't know. Trying to figure out why, but...
Hmm. Alrighty. I mean, that works, I guess. But yeah, no, I don't think I would go watch Aquarella. Personally.
You know what, John? You're absolutely right. I wouldn't either.
Perfect. Alrighty.
Perfect.
Next one we got is Cold Case Hammarskjöld. In 1961, Secretary General of the UN Dag Hammarskjöld died in a plane crash in northern Rhodesia. He was en route to a ceasefire negotiation between non-combatant UN forces and troops from the breakaway state of Katanga. He was taking a stance in the fight against colonialism in times of instability and the Cold War. What started as conspiracy theories have evolved into a growing consensus that Hammarskjöld and 15 other people were shot down, inciting the UN to reopen the case on the suspicion of assassination. IMDb has this one at an 8.2 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes is sitting at an 83%, and Metacritic is sitting at a 78. It looks like an interesting story, man.
It does. I was going to say, it looks very... I mean, okay, I lied. This would probably be my second choice. I was like halfway joking about 47 meters down.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I enjoy a good history.
Right. I mean, this one is a full-on documentary, too. Mm-hmm. So it's like...
And it's not about water. And it's not scored by Apocalyptica. Jeez, see?
Got you doing it.
You did.
Nailed it. I mean, this is kind of really in our wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
This is our cup of tea. You know, this is kind of the history documentaries.
Yep.
Even though it's not necessarily World War II or anything like that, you know, it's a good history documentary.
I watched a documentary earlier today, actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What was it about?
Okay, let's see. You get three guesses. Each time you guess wrong, I'll give you another hint.
Do I get one to begin with?
Sure. But you're probably... If you guess it on the first try, I'll be shocked.
Okay.
Because it's kind of random.
Okay.
But I watched it based on stuff that's going on in the world today. So there, that'll give you a good hint. We'll see how much you pay attention.
I don't pay attention to anything, though. Stuff that's going on.
So you get a free guess, then you get three after that. Let's go.
I don't even know what kind of documentaries are out.
It's just one I looked up on YouTube because I was interested in the
topic. Well, if it's on YouTube, then it could be anything.
Well, just guess the topic.
Guess the topic?
Or just guess what it is.
Was it like the Hong Kong protest?
You're close.
Really? Was it about... did it have to do with history?
Yes.
Okay, was it like the British rule of Hong Kong?
Later, you're close.
Later, or transferring leadership over to China from Britain of Hong Kong?
No.
No?
You're so close. I thought you were about to like just nail it, and I was about to be like, oh my goodness.
Was it about the walled city in Hong Kong? I can't even think of what it's called.
But
The one where it's like the city in and of itself is like one building, and they just demolished it not too long ago here.
Mm.
Not really.
Think of a tank.
Of a tank? Of a tank?
You just said protests.
Oh, Tiananmen Square.
There you go.
Gotcha.
I was like, holy crap. When you said the protests in Hong Kong, I'm like, if he nails this in like one fail swoop, I'm going to be really pissed.
Gotcha.
That's funny, though. That's actually really good. I was like, something else going on in the world. You're like, protests in Hong Kong. Like, first thing you came to, nothing else. Not like, there was a nuke that went off in Russia. There's, like, all this tension going on between who knows who. And he just goes, Hong Kong, protest. Mm. Probably what he's talking about.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, no, someone mentioned, he was on a podcast, and someone mentioned Tiananmen Square. I was like, I don't know too much about that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look it up.
Mm-hmm.
All I knew about it was the tank thing, like the guy standing in front of the tank. And then I watched a documentary on it, and I'm like, okay, well, that was informative. Mm-hmm. Now I know. And I thought it was longer ago than it actually was.
You know, I mean, it was still pretty recent, but it was before
it's really when we were born.
Yeah.
89.
Yeah.
Like so, I mean, June 1989.
Before the internet, so there wasn't, you know, social media, anything like that, but it was still pretty recent.
It was a big deal.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't remember it personally, but
we've heard about it since we were young. Yeah, absolutely. Alrighty. Well, I mean, this one, you know, absolutely takes place just a little bit before that. Still during the Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it could be pretty good.
It has the potential.
So you want to go see it even though you would probably have to read at least part of it?
Yeah. There's exceptions, yeah.
Okay. So, Cold Case Hammerschold. Alrighty. Ready to go on?
Hammerschlagen?
Right? Ready to go on to the next one?
You know what? God, never mind, I can't justify that transition.
Alrighty. So the next one that we have is The Divine Fury, which is not rated. After losing his father at a young age in a terrible accident, Yong-Hu abandons his Christian faith and chooses to only believe in himself. Now, as an adult, Yong-Hu is a champion fighter and has everything he has ever wanted. That is until mysterious wounds appear in the palm of his hands. He solicits help from a local priest, Father An, hoping the priest can help relieve him of the painful markings, only to find himself in the middle of a dangerous fight against otherworldly evil forces seeking to wreak havoc on the human world. IMDb has this one at a 7.6 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes has it at a 50%, and there is no score for Metacritic. Yeah. This one looks like it could be a good, you know... From what I've been seeing and hearing about this one, kind of looking at some of the reviews, is that... It's got some good, you know, fights and MMA and everything like that in there, but that the story itself is kind of lacking.
I could very much pick up on that. I mean, it's like, well, first of all, I mean, not going
to
see it.
Well, yeah, you have to read it.
But, I don't know. I did like I said, it's kind of, if it just wasn't in subtitles... I'd be more prone to, you know...
That's what's getting you?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I don't know, what about you? I mean, you're obviously not going to see it because there's certain elements about it.
Huh?
You don't want to... You don't think, like, the possession and all that evil stuff or whatever, that doesn't ward you off from it?
It might a little bit, but it seems like it's more of an action movie than horror. It's like it's an action that has horror elements in it.
Yeah. I don't know, I mean...
Because, I mean, like, you know, I watch Shaun of the Dead...
It's got
some good jump scares and stuff in there. Some good horror elements there.
No wonder you never watch horror movies.
What?
Jump scares in Shaun of the Dead?
There's a little bit in there.
Where is there a jump scare in Shaun of the Dead?
For a lot of the times when the zombies come in, all of a sudden it's like, boom, they're there. Or when they are trying to find the lights in the pub, and they flick on the light, and all of a sudden there's a bunch of zombies right at the door.
Yeah,
maybe. Or when Philip turns and all of a sudden he's a zombie. And,
I don't know. I still won't. Sorry, John. John!
Hi. Alrighty.
I could see where the appeal for it would be.
Mm. It's a good premise.
Right.
But from everything that I'm reading and looking at about it, is that it wasn't exactly performed... The best.
Well, was it?
The execution of the story was not the best.
So is this... Yeah, I could see that the acting was a little iffy. but it is... I believe it's the director's, like, what, second movie he's ever done?
Okay.
Okay, so it was directed by Kim Ju-han, if I pronounce that wrong. Is it Ju-han?
I believe so.
Is it a silent H or a silent W?
I think it's
Ju-han or Ju-wan?
It's like a Juan kind of thing.
Hmm.
I believe. I don't know. I'm probably completely wrong.
So it's not like Win, where there's nothing? And it's like NYG, and they're like, yeah, Win. Like, what?
I don't know.
Okay, well, yeah. Anyway, it looks like he only has... Yeah, 2014, he has a credit, director, screenwriter, and then he was the director of this.
Mm-hmm. And you got to start somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm. And like I said, let me double check something, actually. I guess he goes by Jason Kim.
Hmm.
South Korean.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
I like how when you Google his name, the first thing that comes up is Asian Wiki.
Really?
Is that a thing?
I don't see why not.
Hmm. I'm trying to figure out how to pronounce the name correctly so I don't sound stupid. Got some screenwriter credits, too. Koala, Goodbye My Smile, and The Divine Fury. Hmm. All right, well, we determined it was Ju-wan.
That's kind of what it's looking like here. Cool.
All right, well, now that we got that figured out, I will not be seeing Ju-wan's movie.
Alrighty. Yeah, I probably won't either. Go figure. So going on to the
sounds so upset about it. Like, yeah, I guess.
No, I'm just running out of steam, man.
All right. Well.
Moving on to the last one.
Dang, really? Already?
What do you mean already?
I guess we started earlier than usual, so I'm all like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's that, and we had, you know, I had a little bit to begin with that was just kind of waiting for some stuff, so it's definitely going to be under an hour, but yeah. Especially with some of the break, near the silences we had in there. So moving on to the last movie, we have Mission Mongol. It has no rating. Mission Mongol is the incredible true story of a scientist, Rakesh Dhawan, and Tara Shindy, who lead a motley team of scientists who overcome their personal challenges and failures to serve as the brains behind one of the greatest missions in history, the launch of India's first satellite to Mars, a stunning achievement that restored the nation's confidence. The film is a tale of ordinary people doing extraordinary things and inspiring generations to dream big and achieve the impossible. IMDb, Rotten Tomatoes, and Metacritic all had no score for this one. I mean, this one is another one that seems like it's half in English, half not in English. I don't know offhand which language they were speaking. Let's see if I can find that here quickly. Okay, so some of it was English, some of it was Hindi.
I was going to say, it's probably Hindi, I'm assuming.
Well, I mean, over in India, there's a lot of Tamil, a lot of Telugu, and then Hindi as well.
I don't even fathom how many languages there actually are on this planet.
Oh, insane amount. But,
I mean,
this one, you know, it looks like for a movie that's coming over from India, there are some that look kind of just meh. This one looks like it could be a little bit better than meh, because there are some that I wanted to go watch and they were just a blast to watch.
Yeah, but I don't know, it just doesn't really intrigue me, even aside from the subtitles part.
Yeah,
but side topic.
Mm-hmm.
I googled it.
Mm-hmm.
How many languages are there
in the world? Or
there are roughly 6,500 spoken languages in the world today. However, about 2,000 of those languages have fewer than 1,000 speakers.
Wow.
The most popular language in the world.
Is it English? Or is it
Mandarin.
Mandarin. Okay. Yep. No, that makes sense.
I was actually surprised by that. Well, I was, but I wasn't. Because it makes sense. Because of the exuberant amount of Chinese people. But then I was also surprised because I always thought it was English and Spanish.
Well, see, the reason I was thinking English is because I know a lot of international places do have English either as like a second language or things like that. Or, you know, if I think, I don't know, I was reading something that at CERN over in Switzerland, English is the main spoken language because there's a lot of people from a lot of different countries, and everybody kind of knows English, and so that's just the one that everybody communicates with. I could be completely wrong on that again, but who knows?
Well, it says Mandarin Chinese in terms of native speakers alone. Mandarin Chinese is by far the most spoken language in the world.
Okay, so not like secondary or third languages, anything like that. Just native speakers.
That's what it seems like, because then it says...
And that makes sense.
Then it says Spanish is the second most spoken language.
Okay.
Because I feel like more people know English than Spanish, but maybe I'm wrong.
As native speaking.
So, okay, yeah, so... Like, as their main language. Well, then Spanish makes sense, because... I mean, there's a... You got not just, like, down south, you got everywhere else across the pond.
Yeah.
Not everywhere else, but a handful of places that speak it.
Yep, exactly. So, makes sense.
We're learning all these cool facts about the world today, John.
I like it. Learning is fun.
I had no idea that Mandarin was the number one language. Hmm. But like I said, it makes sense.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Giant country over there. But yeah.
Okay. Going back to Mission Mongol?
No.
It's a no from you. I kind of want to see it. Not going to lie. Because it from the trailer, at least, it looks like they definitely kind of added in the flourishes that a lot of movies that are coming over from there seem to have. Where, you know, in the trailers, the dude flying across the table for some unknown reason. But I don't know. It seems like it could be a fun little movie to watch. And you get to learn at least some history. Might not be fully correct, but that's when you go and, you know, do your own research. and figure out exactly what the true history of that kind of stuff was. You know, use it as a starting off point kind of thing.
Well, that's a good spiel. I'm still not going to see it.
Dang it. Okay. I tried.
He's like, yeah, I tried.
Alrighty. I think, well, that is our last movie. Did you have anything else to say before we kind of go into our normal stuff here?
Subscribe to the Patreon.
I'm not there yet, man.
Well.
Alrighty. Well, let's just get into it then. We do have a Twitter page. Or Twitter handle, I guess you'd say. At movies are a thing. No spaces, dashes, slashes, anything like that. Just on twitter.com. We are at movies are a thing. We also have a Facebook. Facebook.com/moviesareathing. That one has no spaces, dashes, slashes, anything like that as well. Facebook.com/moviesareathing. We do also have an Instagram. How's that Instagram going, man?
I gotta work on it. I'm honestly trying to get all the stuff so we could start, you know, pushing the YouTube.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, we do have an Instagram, so if you want to see if we can get anything loaded up there, kind of like how I am with the Facebook and the Twitter, not too much gets uploaded there, even though I really want to. Instagram.com, we are at movies are a thing. Again, no spaces, dashes, slashes, anything like that. At movies are a thing. So Twitter.com at movies are a thing. Instagram at movies are a thing. And Facebook.com/moviesareathing. We do also have a Patreon if you want to support the podcast here. It's just patreon.com/moviesareathing. Again, no spaces, dashes, slashes, anything like that. patreon.com/moviesareathing. We have some different tiers if you want to help support us. Other than that, I got nothing else, man.
Nope. You'll have to send them off.
Alrighty. Well, I guess in that case here, just...
Here it comes. Cue the outro!
Thank you for listening to Movies Are a Thing.
Come back next week for more movies and tangents with us.
What you think, man?
I'm ready.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Let's do this.
There we go. But. Why not my second would be?
Sure. Based on the runaway bestseller, Where'd You Go, Bernadette? Is an inspiring comedy. Wow. Aquarella takes the... Let's try this. Alrighty. One more time. Water is Aquarella's main character. Let me try that again.
We'll edit that, all this silence out.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. That all goes right away.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Thank you.
Yes, quite.
Yes, quite. Indubitably. Yeah, no, dude. Like, seriously, though, before coming here, I hadn't had anything to eat.
Oh, no. It's okay. I've gotten up at like 4 a.m. the last 3 days.
It's like you're whispering in my ears. I don't like it.
Just.
Okay, that was a little creepy, not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.